Alrighty, live out of Miami, Fort Lauderdale. And where are you, in Landover or Lancaster?
Lancaster, man.
Lancaster. Okay. So I've been saying Lancaster the whole time, and then I think John said Landover last time. Live from Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and beautiful, chilly Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Sorry, I had a lot of that. This is Jersey Boy Sports Talk, brought to you by and hosted by Victor Arocho and Aaron Jones, brought to you by The Sportscast. Today is October 6th, 2022. It's my beautiful niece Jacqueline's Gardner's birthday. God bless you, my niece Jacqueline. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to The Sportscast and all your channels, YouTube, Twitter, Spotify, and iTunes. We also have the Jersey Boy Sports Talk. Go to your Sportscast, click on that. You'll see the background that you see right here. You'll see that. Bang! Me and Byron, just subscribe. Leave us a review. It'll really help us out tremendously. Subscribe to us on YouTube, on the Sportscast. Hit the notification and you'll know every time a show is on. There's a playlist just for Jersey Boy Sports Talk. So if you want to hear some of the Jersey Boys talk some smack about what's happening around the NFL, please subscribe to that. And you could also listen to your smart speaker. Like I got one, like, hey, Amazon Alexa, please play the Jersey Boy Sports Talk. And she'll play it. So now let's get started today. Mr. Byron Jones, how are you doing? And is the weather changing yet in Philly besides the football team weather?
It was cold. Dropped into the 40s. Yeah, like 41, 42 degrees. And then it went up to 83 today. So it's been all over the place. But it's going to go back to like 70. It's going to be in the 40s at night probably for a while.
Well, you know, 83 is a good number for me, right?
Yeah, your jersey number, yeah. Okay.
That's right. Man, 44 to 83, that's crazy. That's how people get sick.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a massive drop. I mean, that's the reason why I don't like going up to the north during this time, because all the air conditioners shut off. So you when it's 83 and you walk into like any like mall or place that you got to go that's indoors, I'm like, I'm a Florida person. I'm not a Florida person, but being here for so long, it's like you're just, you know, ugh,
you're fragile.
Get aggravated.
It's fragile.
I ain't fragile. Yeah, you don't like the cold. I don't like the cold. I don't like it hot.
I just deal with it. You come up here, you get all sensitive and soft and everything, and probably putting mittens on
you. Hey, I was at that celebration of life for Mo in shorts. Everybody else was in pants. I don't want to hear nothing.
It was pretty nice out that day.
And I was in shorts.
Yeah, okay. It still was pretty nice.
You were in pants, but then again, I got nicer legs than you, so honest, don't worry about it. You're a lineman.
You want to know, Cole? I went to a Perth Amboy game last weekend. Perth Amboy played Woodbirds last week.
Yeah, you mentioned it. How'd it go?
Oh, man, it was cold out there, boy. Woo-wee, it was freezing out there, man. Oh, my God.
I'm so much dying to go back up to a game. I'm hoping last week's show made a big difference. And when I say make a difference, it was definitely a celebration for our friend Mo. But also, you know, with Dale Swindell and the groups all supporting the teams, you mentioning the football team, you know, and, you know, everybody, you got to talk the talk, but you got to walk the walk. You agree?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you do your pieces with Meals on Wheels. I do my pieces with my churches. You know, my financial, you know, I have another company that I started. I'm rebuilding my insurance brokerage, valuable assets. Get it? See? And but a lot of it's based on financial education and trying to help pretty much, you know, middle class income earners. And it's not that I don't want to help anybody else. It's just that there's that breaking point. The middle class is shrinking. Would you agree? And what's happening, either people getting a really more wealthier, everything's getting more expensive, and people moving down. And financial education, personal financial education is flawed. They need to teach business financial education. So hopefully we can help out. I got something from Kevin Kruda. By the way, you got his number. He mentioned something. He's got something going on. So I'm going to see if I can pull it up and give him a quick promo. He does a lot for the Boys Club of Union County, Boys and Girls Club of Union County. So I just hope something comes of it. We get some of the coaches on board and so forth. So, but how was the game? You see some people there?
Yeah, a few. You know, one guy I saw that I used to work with. He was there because his son played for Woodbury, Eddie Fiore.
Oh, and, really?
Well, yeah, we sat there and we weren't even worried about the game because, you know, it got out of hand very quickly.
But who?
Woodbridge.
Woodbridge beat on us?
Yeah, it was pretty.
Beat us down. Who's the coach of Perth Amboy?
William Clark. William.
William Clark is the coach? So yeah. Giordano stepped down, I guess.
Yeah, a while ago, yeah.
He said that because who was there before Brad, right? Brad was the last coach before
William? Brad, it was Brad, and then it was William.
Brad, and then it was William, yeah. Yeah, I don't know, Brian. Hopefully I get a few more years of me. I wouldn't mind going up there and doing some coaching if I get an opportunity.
The crazy thing, when we talked to Mr. G last week, and he brought up a key word that I haven't really heard in decades, but then I thought about it. It was a couple other people, Amboyitis, you know, as far as, you know, with the kids, you know. And you know, you're playing, you know, and we played a lot of good teams. And, you know, when we get down, then the Amboy kid, you know, they're going to drop their head and, you know, they're not going to fight through adversity and all this other stuff. And, you know, that's what we got labeled. And that label has been since the 70s, you know, the late 70s, as far as Amboyitis. Instead of them, you know, okay, you're down 2 touchdowns. Let's try a little bit harder. Let's try a little bit harder. But, you know, he's still building a program. And the other thing, what Mr. G said, that when you have bigger kids that are walking around the hallways that don't want to play, you know, football, then, you know, what can you do? Now, you know, William and his whole staff, you know, all those guys are all Amboy guys. All of them, you know, Patrick Ricks, Sean Atkins, all these guys are Amboy guys. All of them, every last one of them. Mike Manfrey is the only one that's not, but he played at JFK. I said, but, you know, these guys put their heart and soul, you know, into that program. And just for some reason, you know, they just, you know, I thought, you know, a couple of years ago when they went to the playoffs their first time ever, that, you know, the corner was turned. But, you know, for some reason, you know, I love the kids to death. You know, I'm always going to support them. But, you know, you just got to learn how to fight through adversity sometimes.
But I'm going to tell you my personal opinion. It's mindset. Like, so we got to, you know how, like, the Giants brought back alumni?
Yeah.
Right? Well, we got to bring back alumni. You know, it's mindset. Look,
October 21st.
Okay, hold on. What's he doing?
He's going to have the alumni come show up at the Hunterdon Central game, I think it is. Yeah,
October 21st. That's a Saturday or Friday?
Friday.
Oh, so they play Friday night football, and it's at Amboy?
Yep.
Man, I gotta put on my calendar. Hold on. Look, let me just tell you from my perspective, because you know I coached there for 3 or 4 years, right?
All right.
Well, Daryl Cross will tell you. Daryl, I coached a lot of these boys.
But me too. Patrick Ricks, Charles Smith.
I coached Patrick Ricks. Well, you were there too, down. Me, Patrick Ricks, I coached that. My freshman team, I was the defense coordinator for the freshman team when Patrick Ricks played. Dude, we went undefeated.
Yeah.
I mean, we lit it up. Like, my defense was, we went undefeated. I had 5 shutouts. All right. And that's when I was teaching old school football. Like, you're a lineman. Get on the knee. Get on the knee. But, bro, I was one blitzing brother. Let me tell you. And then once in a while, this Chris Montessori, was a guy from Woodbridge, was the head freshman coach. And we were up against Woodbridge, and he let me run, you know, let me call a couple offensive plays. You know, as a defensive guy, you want to call a couple offensive plays. You know, I ran it with the second string. We still did like reverses and different things. But here's the deal, though. I think that in Perth Amboy, and I'm glad there's a lot of kids from Perth Amboy that are coaching and players, but a lot of it's mindset. You got to remember, Byron, you know, unfortunately in Pertamboy, you know, I don't want to, there's just a large percentage of kids that come from single parent homes, right? And when you come from single parent homes, you know, it becomes a challenge. There's a lot more challenges to a kid with a single parent home than a parent with not a single parent home. And sometimes, you know, how people are treated, how different things, I'm not saying people are treated bad. It's just their mindset has to get past that adversity, and that's going to hold them back in the future, right? And for me, is really helping them. It's like Phil Jackson. Think about Phil Jackson did with the Bulls. They used to make fun of him, and then they go, man, this stuff works. When he did the Zen, and you got to do that with those kids early. They got to understand. You got to fight through that, man. It ain't never over. You know, it's never over till it's over. So that whistle blows is not over. Remember, you heard Dale and I talking last week about fourth quarter with Mo? That's what it's about. That's what basketball makes basketball different, is you can make a big change real fast. Football sometimes a little harder, right? That's why I say you need a lot more players doing the right things at the right time, right? You need 11 players executing. In basketball, you could have a couple guys that are just lights out, and you're okay.
Yeah, but look what Dale and them did. You know, what he brought up, you know, them, as far as them practicing on their own before the season, you know, they made that commitment that the, you know, that they were going to be good. You know,
I didn't know that. That was awesome.
Yeah, I didn't know either. You know, they got, you know, all of Larry and all these guys got together, and they were committed that they were going to, you know, do what they did. I said, but, you know, football is different because, you know, you have, you know, the Pop Warner program or whatever you call it, you know, and these kids, like, if you go to any other big, you know, city in Perth, well, besides Perth Amboy, all those kids play together at whatever system, the feeder system. Then they go, you know, then they all play together as freshmen. Then they all play together, you know, sophomore team or JV team. Then they all play together like JV. So I know when we had 26 guys that, you know, seniors my senior year. We played together from, you know, the raggedy Pop Warner Buffalo program, you know, all the way, you know, the freshman team, you only lost one game, the, you know, JVs and, you know, a varsity. But the core, the core group needs to stay together all through the program. That's, you know, part of the problem. Or then you have these big kids that are walking around the school that don't, you know, want to participate in anything. And, you know, what can you do about that? Really nothing. You can't make somebody want to do something.
Yeah, let's get into that show another time, because now we can get back off our toss. We're getting a little bit taint off, but I just think that you know, we'll figure something out. I'm glad to see some of the guys that you mentioned coaching the team and so forth. All right, let's get going. Let's get started about our 3-1 Giants. All right. 3-1 Giants. I'll take 3-1. Byron, you didn't think they're going to be 0-something by this time.
Whoa. I never said that.
Byron, I got you picking the first four games. Lost.
No.
Okay, time out. What was the record you thought they were going to be at this time?
3-1.
Oh. Dude, do you understand that your nose is growing so big because you're lying? That is coming through the screen like 3D.
Prove it though. There's no, if there ain't no video, if you can't pull up a video.
We got video. I'm going to get it. You know I got proof. We got transcripts.
I said the Giants would be
3-1. All right. Anyways, well, I'm happy they're 3-1. Byron, listen to me. Look, I told you this in our tweets and during the show. Okay. Man, Daniel Jones played a good game. You know, I'm gonna say it again. Daniel Jones played a really good game. Both right, he still didn't slide. You know, that sliding stuff I don't like. But outside of that, his running did well. He threw the ball well. What is the problem with catching the ball?
Okay, here I'm doing one of your numbers. Can we agree on this? The New York Giants have the worst wide receiver group in all of football.
I'm just going to say yes. I'm not even going to surrender. The only reason I'm saying that is, bro, for the last 3 years on paper, they looked good. And how is it we get – who's the guy that left? Was it Evan Ingram?
Yeah.
Right? He kept dropping the ball, and he still had a lot of yards. Now we got these other guys. It's in their hands, man. Daniel Jones just put it in his hands. You know, that poor kid may lose a job just because of the other players who may still keep a job, because it's easy to stay on a team I mean, Daniel Jones be a backup or something, but he played good football, man. We should have won that game.
Well, they did win the game.
I know we won this week, but they're still dropping the ball, right? We should have lost. We should have lost to Dallas. Okay. We should have lost to Dallas. Dallas is when they were dropping the ball.
Right. Yep. Okay, check this out. Okay, this is something I put out there today. Well, a couple of days ago. Okay, let's agree to disagree. Kenny Golladay has been a major bust.
Yep.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Kadarius Toney hasn't played in 2-3 games. He's borderline bust.
There's a problem. It goes back to it's an attitude problem there. Something's wrong there.
He's hurt all the time.
Something's wrong. I think he's just faking it. He doesn't want to play. I think something's wrong. But go ahead. Kadarius Toney, another one. Go.
Okay. Wandell Robinson, their second round pick, hasn't played. He had a knee problem. So we can give him a slide. We can let him slide. Yeah.
And that's the guy we were counting on.
Yes. So you have Darius Slayton. What happened to him? He's supposed to be their deep throat. The deep threat. What did they do? They threw one to him deep. Didn't look good.
No.
And then, okay. David Stills, a practice squad guy. A practice guy is playing as hard as he can. Richie James.
He's still dropping the ball.
But look, he's a practice squad player, and Richie James is somebody they got off the scrap heap. Those are two best receivers when they have the highest paid wide receiver group in all of football.
Well, that I didn't know. They got the highest paid receiver group.
Yes. What's his name? It's $21 million. Golladay. $21 million. He acts like he doesn't want to be there.
So you got to admit, the line is at least doing okay, better than expected. They're still not good because I see them getting through the holes.
Well, it's going to happen. But they're better at run blocking than pass blocking.
We didn't think they were going to be good at nothing, right? They're doing better than expected is the question.
Guess who's the number one ranked offensive lineman in all of football right now?
Who?
Andrew Thomas.
Yeah, that's the guy we like, though. That's not the rookie, right, from Alabama. He's having a rough time. The guy
from Georgia.
He's having a rough time. But, yeah, Thomas we like. We've always said Thomas was good.
And he is the number one ranked offensive lineman in all of football. I think his grade is like 92.1 or whatever it is.
We need it, man. And look, I said it. They were saying Saquon's going to have a bust that year. Saquon looks good, bro. Don't say that. You weren't a big fan. Saquon looks good. Whoa.
I didn't say that either. I said he was going to do well this year. Yes, I did.
Okay. Prove it. All right. Okay, so you still think that Ezekiel Elliott is better than him?
Yes.
Well, I think if Saquon continues to play the way he plays this year, I think
he'll be back where he belongs in the top five.
He'll be better. He's better than Zeke. Right now, he's got to stay healthy. That's all. So speaking of that, so we got that. We got Saquon's doing well. We got a big game this week against Green Bay. The Green Bay's beatable
in London.
In London. And I think we're undefeated outside the country.
I think so because who won the first game outside of the U.S. the first time they played over there?
Eli Manning.
There you go.
You know I'm going to pick Eli. That's like, by the way, which Monday night do you watch? Regular Monday night or the Eli and Peyton?
I watch Eli and Peyton.
I love that show.
I love them too.
I love that show. I love when they do. And I love that they do both because everybody likes different styles, right? You know what I mean? Obviously, Monday Night Football has more followers, but that's because it's been there. But they got over a million something. Now Prime is doing it because of these guys. But I love the commercial when they go, but you guys got to dress up in suits and you can't leave your basement.
The best was the time that I guess Peyton was trying to woof down a hot dog. during the break, and his brother was making fun of him sitting there. He's like, "Yeah, come on, Peyton. You know, you're inhaling the hot dog. You know, chew, chew." He was killing him with the hot dog.
I think that family. I would love to be around that family during the holidays because I think they would make me laugh because they're kind hearted, but they make fun of each other with, like, you know. It Peyton has got the I met, you know, I got a picture with him. I got a signed ball with him. I was at the Super Bowl and he was in the plane. He was just there. Dude, he's one, he's super big, but dude, he's got a massive head. I mean, dude, that why do you think Eli makes fun of him on? Dude, his head is like long. It's like it's big. It's a big head. Look at yours next to mine. It's like that. Except it's longer. It's just it's like it's a big head. I mean, that's why he was probably so smart. Man,
So you're gonna sit there and say because he has a big head that would make him smart? Really? You gonna sit there and say that?
I am just saying probably. I didn't say that's why he's smart. He's got a bigger brain, doesn't he? Right? I mean, everybody's brain ain't the same size. It's also the use of the brain. Anyhow, he's got a big head. I think their show is funny. And I like when they were making fun of the shirt. You know what I mean? We gotta start getting some shirts and
Chad Powers.
Yo, where, you know, our fans are the Jones sister. Somebody get us some giant shirts, like sweaters, knit some ugly ones for us. I don't care what it is. Hey, look, I think they could beat Green Bay.
Yeah, because Green Bay's run defense is not that good. It's like ranked number 22. The Giants are the number one rushing team. So if they could run the ball and if Daniel Jones has the side effects from, you know, hurting his ankle the last game, then maybe, you know, they probably could pull it off.
Yeah, I think they could pull it off. I think they pull it off. It's out of the country. I think that I don't know. I I had a lot more faith in Aaron Rodgers before. I still have faith that he's a great quarterback. I just think this is just his the way he handled Davante Adams has just trickled down to the team. You know what I mean? I mean, they're just it's reckless. And you know, he barely beat Brady, and Brady was playing with fourth string quarter receivers. You know what I mean? And he barely beat him. I mean, that's bad. I mean, he'll take the win because it's Brady, but he barely beat him. You know, and every commentator is like, Brady had zero offensive input. And barely lost the game. But anyway, so, all right, so we're going to move on from them. Okay, so I'm going to go with the Giants against Green Bay. What do you think? Okay, so Philly's looking good, but I don't still rank them as the best. I don't rank them as the best football team in the NFL.
Why not?
I just don't.
Why not? They have the best defensive front.
I'm not that impressed with the overall play, but. Okay.
They have the best offensive line.
All right, we'll see how that pans out.
Okay. I'm just letting you know, man. I'm not a Philly fan, but I'm going to be objective. They're good. They really are that good.
I think they're a good team. I don't think they are the number one team.
Who's better?
In the NFL.
Who's better? In the NFC.
Not in the NFC. In the NFC, they're the best team.
No. Who's the best team in the NFC?
Who is the best team in the NFC? Let me go. Okay, I think they're up there.
The Rams. The Rams got exposed.
I never was a franchise. They should have lost against Brady last year.
Yeah, but I'm talking about as far as this year. The Rams are. The 49ers got Garoppolo, so whatever. Green Bay is Green Bay. Come on now. Come on. Best team in the NFC. Dallas Cowboys?
No. You know, you're never going to pick that. Here, National Football Conference. Okay, so you got the Eagles. Yes, I'll take them. I'm not impressed with the Vikings at all.
That's NFC team. You figure that's going to be the one that's going against one of those AFC team.
I'm not impressed with the Vikings. I think 49ers. Philly's. I'm not impressed with Packers. 49ers. Right now, you're right.
So you think they're better than Eagles, then?
No, I think the Eagles are the best team.
What? I can't hear you. What did you say?
I said I think the Eagles are the best team right now in the AFC. Based on what I just saw. I still don't count my boy Brady out, but I still think the NFC.
Brady has too many issues to worry about. He's done.
He's not done. He ain't done. It's gonna light him up. Yeah. Wait a minute.
How do you want to call his? He's distracted. He's a distraction to the team now with all his off the field stuff. So yes, he's done. Stick a fork in it.
All right, we'll see. I never give up to the whistleblowers. All right, so so the Eagles are looking good. I'm happy for Jalen.
I'm gonna hear that one more time. The Eagles.
Eagles are looking good. I still think the Giants. It can still play up, right? They still got room for improvement. We need receivers. What do you think about the opportunity of Odell even coming back?
Odell's going to Green Bay.
You think?
Yep. Why would he go for the Giants for let's say a minimum salary? You don't know if the Daniel Jones is going to be there next year, and the line is kind of suspect. You know, as far as you know, getting the ball to him, he'd be doing backflips and all kind of mad. You know, the first time Daniel Jones throws him across the middle, he gets blown up.
If it comes down to money, I agree. But if it comes down to, I mean, look, he won a Super Bowl in L.A. I don't know why he didn't stay in L.A., but he won a Super Bowl in L.A., right? And, you know, if he does well in New York, his possibilities post-football is a lot greater than it is in Green Bay.
Yeah, but
– That's the only reason I'm saying. I'm saying he doesn't even have to win a Super Bowl. He just got to play really well, and his post – NFL career continues to go. He does well in Green Bay. It's Green Bay. And Aaron Rodgers. It's Aaron Rodgers' team. Huh?
Title Town.
What's Title Town?
Title Town. Green Bay. That's what it's called.
Yeah, I guess. But they ain't got that many titles.
What, in the 60s. From the 60s.
Yeah. I guess how old were we? Anyways, all right. So we got the Eagles. Good for the Eagles. All right. I like to see the NFC getting a little better, though. At least the competition is getting better. Cooper Rush, man, he's playing some good football. Football. And then we were questioning. I know Santiago was bringing up quite a bit about, do you play Dak? Do you not play Dak? For me, if it was me, if I can give Dak, first of all, if Dak's ready, I'm playing Dak. I'm sorry, Cooper Rush, but that's it. Number one. Number two, Dak didn't look too good in his first couple of games. But number three, if I can get a chance to get that $35 million quarterback to get some more rest and recoup, I'm going to do it while this guy's playing good. Like, he's not on injured reserve, so you can put him in if you want to. That's just my feeling.
So if he beats, they play the Rams and they play the Eagles over next week. So if he beats them too, he'll be 6-0 or whatever he is as a starter. So he's beat the two probably toughest teams on their schedule. And I'm going to put Dak out there. Nah, quarterback controversy. We're going to leave him out there until he loses.
Ain't gonna buy Jerry Jones is not going to pay that kind of money he paid for Dak without putting him on the field. I'm telling you
What's more important, the winning? Or paying him that money?
For me, is winning. For Jerry Jones, is the money he paid and then winning. I think he interferes too much. It's just my opinion.
Yeah, but whose fault is that to give him a $40 million contract a year? That's his fault. He didn't have to give it to him.
Wait a second. But you got to admit, when they paid him last year, Dak came out fantastic. I mean, he deserved every penny the way he played last year.
And what has he won? How long has it been there? 5-6 years. What does he want?
Yeah, but so it's Tony Romo too. Tony Romo's put up big numbers. They didn't win with him.
Okay, so Dak is doing the same thing.
Right. And it's Jerry Jones' problem. Jerry Jones is the problem. I told you that from the beginning. He is the problem of that organization.
How is it? Jerry Jones is not on the field. You know, he's the general manager of the team. He supplies the players.
That's all he should do.
And that's what he does.
And he does a pretty good job of that. But he meddles with the coach.
Yeah, how? Okay, you have a coach.
Mm-hmm.
Mike McCarthy is the head coach, right? You have Dan Quinn was a head coach of Atlanta Falcons, so he's pretty much the head coach of the defense. Kellen Moore is the head coach of the offense. And pretty much Mike McCarthy, all he is a figurehead to pretty much make a fourth down decision or call timeouts. That's his job.
Listen, they're still making bad decisions.
Who, him?
The coaches, the way they're coaching the game, the clock management, some of the timeouts they've used, like some of the things they've been doing is still questionable.
Yeah, but they're like the Giants, well, kind of sort of, where they have a shaky offensive line because you know what happened to the left tackle. They have a rookie playing left tackle, University of Tulsa, Trey Smith is the Tyler Smith is the left tackle.
Who was doing good and then wasn't doing good.
But he's that line is better at run blocking because now you have Trey Smith, Smith, you got Jason Peters is a left guard now. He used to be a left tackle for Buffalo and Philadelphia and whatever. The center is still playing at a high level, Trey Smith. Zach Martin is still there, and the other right tackle. The only one really suspect is the right tackle. Everybody else is pretty solid. But they're better right now at running the ball, and Cooper Rush is getting rid of the ball quickly. That's part of how he's succeeding because he's getting the ball out of his hand.
Yeah, but it goes back to that they got talent. I mean, they got talent on that team, so it's not like they don't have talent. So Cooper Rush has played he's played good, man. I mean, you got to give him credit. I like seeing second string quarterback. But remember, we talked about this I think last year or 2 years ago. We're seeing a lot better play from second string, even third string quarterbacks today. Right. Is that a fair statement? I mean, they're either practicing more, they're studying more, they're doing something. But I think they're all realizing when they get their shot, they're going to get it.
Might be their last shot.
Yeah. I still like Jimmy G. Sorry. I like Jimmy G. I think he's good. All right, so we got Cowboys, the Commanders. Dude, what happened to that defensive line, bro?
Well, Chase Young still hasn't planned.
Yeah, I understand that, man, but we've been hearing that he's fragile.
Yeah, but when you have they have three other number one picks.
Yeah, exactly.
They have a number one pick that's not playing well at all at linebacker, Davis, the kid from Kentucky. The secondary is, it's just he's gonna get fired. You can see it coming. That's all. I like Ron Rivera, but it's not looking good.
Yeah, he's gonna get fired. But that's just a bad organization, man. You know what I mean? It's just a bad organization,
and been bad since the guys owned the team. Snyder, yeah. That team has been bad since he bought the team.
Yeah, at 34 years old.
Ben, must be nice to get beat, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, is he still under the light with all the stuff going on, or is that already passed? Yeah,
most of that stuff died down, and he got a. They made him like he had to step away from the other team, the day-to-day operations. But his days are his number. Because don't forget, they have the John Gruden stuff that's still floating around out there. You don't know who else said stuff with them emails. It's been real quiet. There's more people that are on there that really probably don't want that stuff to come out.
Yeah, somebody's panicking.
They're gonna panic when they actually see the emails.
That's just terrible. All right, so we got that. So we got Odell Beckham. Now you had some. You mentioned all the receivers from the Giants that are injured. Okay. Oh. Yep. And then let me go back to where we were looking at.
Oh, we said that Landon Collins came back.
Man, but isn't Landon Collins old?
No. He's
I guess because there was another Collins that played for the Giants though.
Yeah, that's our Landon Collins, the one that left and went to Washington. He came back.
Yeah, no, but it was Collins before that. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, Mark Collins.
That's it. Any relation?
No. Come on. Everybody. Yeah, we're all related. Yeah.
Well, the reason I was asking, like, Surtain, don't say that. Come on, there's players that are playing. Right, what's the
matter with you? Yeah, I'm related to Daniel Jones. Yeah, me and Daniel related. Yeah.
Well, every time I tell you my co-host is Byron Jones, they think he's the guy from the Dolphins.
That's a different guy.
And younger.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my God, it's funny. All right, so let's go around. So we got Beckham going there. What else? Any other major moves you see happening?
Nah, not really. Oh, Nick Gates is back. Remember the center that got all jacked up and had all the surgeries?
Oh yeah.
He came back to practice. Wednesday was his first day back. He had to go through 7 surgeries. Because when they snapped his, I think it was his tibia. It was so bad. They only showed it on TV that one time, and they've never showed it again. But yeah, he came back to practice. Yeah. He might get that job if Feliciano, slips up. He might get his job back. But I'm happy the guy, is back. He went through a lot, to come back and continue at the high level.
And what do you think? What do you think about the situation with Tua?
That the doctor got exactly what he deserved as far as getting fired, because when he was stumbling around all over the field the first time it happened, and they're gonna sit there and say, come on, you're back, really you're gonna say it's your back? Nah, he was concussed right then, and then to send him back a couple days later, and then he's laying there, he's all tensed up, from when he slammed his head off the ground. And they're lucky that it didn't end his career. Hopefully, knock on wood, this kid comes back. I said, but that was a bad sight for the NFL, and it was a bad sight for the Miami Dolphins. I hope he recovers, but that wasn't cool at all.
Yeah. So what is his status now, though? What happened? So that he got hit, and now they considered it was a concussion.
Yeah, he had the concussion the first time when it happened, and you figure it happened again. What? Because they played Sunday, and then he played the Thursday night game. That was 4 days later. He should have never been out there. He should have never played on that Thursday night game. And now, we're going to do an investigation. And we're going to fire the trauma doctor, whatever the guy's name, whoever he is. We're going to make him escape. What about the coach? Why didn't the coach look out for him? Why didn't he look out for himself? I say,
Come on, Byron. You know, a player is not going to want to come off, right? They were saying he can't put that on Tua. I don't think you can put it on Tua. Tua's going to say, I could play. Number one, all the critics around. I mean, you can't put that on a player. He's too young of a guy. Shouldn't have been him. It should have been his agent. Because at what point does an agent have to protect his player? Number one, It should have been the doctor. It should have been the quarterback's coach, right?
The head coach. And
the head coach, yeah. I'm going to give this head coach. He's doing a good job. He's young. Give him a little bit of a pass. But also, I don't trust that organization. You don't know where Steven. You don't know where Steven Ross came in. How do you know you didn't pay him $100,000 to tell the doctor to tell him he was all right?
I'm going to start that again.
Yeah.
Is it that important? Does he want to play? Okay, he's got a whole season to play. So does he want to be able to play, the rest of the 15 games or whatever it is, and then, have a career, next year and the year after? Or does he want to get all jacked up right now where, and it's happened where guys have gotten concussions that were that bad, but it's like, we don't think you should ever play. It's happened. And you don't know, none of us know, how bad it was, because when he was laying there, on the field like that, he was like, his body got all tense. That's bad. And it should have been up to the coach to save this kid from himself. I'm pretty sure Nick Saban wouldn't have sent him back out there. He would not have played if he was Alabama and the first one he got. And then, they were playing, same thing. Saban would not.
Yeah, that ain't fair. Nick Saban had a stable of guys coming one right after the other. I mean, he was just. Tua came in because someone else got hurt.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you like, this is an NFL team. They do have a second string quarterback that's picked and played millions of dollars and saved this kid from himself. And don't send him back out there.
Yeah, to me, it looked identical the way Daniel Jones was walking when Daniel Jones got that concussion.
Yeah, and what they do with him? He didn't play the rest of the year.
No, they took him. No, he played next game.
I'm talking about the last time when he had the same. When last year, he didn't play for weeks.
But the next game they played him, they called quarterback sneak, which pissed me off. That was stupid. Remember, I told you that. So the same thing goes with that. Anyways, I still think Buffalo. Who do you think is the best in the AFC? I think Buffalo's up there. I think the Chiefs are up there.
Where did Chiefs look the other day? I'm gonna go with the Chiefs.
Yeah, exactly. Chiefs are looking good, man. And not only that, he went from three receivers. He's spreading the ball to six now.
Spread the ball.
He's spreading the ball. Let me hit that. Patrick Mahomes is something else.
Yeah, make sure you say the name Patrick. Patrick, not Patty.
Patrick, that's right. you're hey, man, you got to give the Jaguars some love.
If they had, when they played the Eagles that day, and I was sitting there and I had turned around, if they had hit that one long pass that just when they were up 14-0, they'd have went up. He barely missed them. It was close. If they had went up 21-0, they might have knocked them off the other day, because you know that 21, then they'd have to start throwing a ball, replace. But they're not bad. But then the golden child needs to learn how to hold onto the ball too. Trevor Lawrence.
What was his second year?
Yeah, but he still needs an interception and dropping the ball. Yeah,
it's still his second year, bro, and that's a terrible team. And they're playing pretty good ball. That's a terrible team, and you know that owner is pretty good. Like Jacksonville's not.
Khan.
Yeah. Shaka Khan.
Okay.
All right. I like the Chiefs are looking good. The Bengals, they're not looking as good as I was thinking they would be looking, you know. And that kid, he's still getting hit, man.
A lot.
He's still getting hit way too much. The Raiders look terrible, bro. Derek Carr looks terrible.
Well, they got a new coach. They still got to get used to Josh McDaniels calling whatever he's calling. And, you know, they do have Devontae Adams. So, you know, good tight end, Waller. So they'll right the ship. They're going to be better. But right now,
I still think the Bills are one of the top teams. So Bills are tough.
Yeah, one of the top teams. But if they go to Kansas City in the playoffs, Kansas City is going to beat them in Kansas City. But if Kansas City has to travel to Buffalo, Kansas City is not going to beat them in Buffalo. Whoever gets home field advantage, you know, that's the one that's going to go to the Super Bowl.
Shout out to Richie Vargas. You got to give the Jets a little love. They're doing okay. I mean, you know, they're not bottom feeders.
my rookie of the year played well. Zach Martin. Zach Wilson. Yeah, he played pretty good.
Yeah, the rookie of the year three years ago.
Two. This is the second year.
This is not the second year. It's his third year. Is it? All right. Look pretty good. I like Flacco. Flacco did pretty good when he was in there.
Zach. Did you see when Quentin Williams, a big defensive tackle from Alabama, blew up the coach? I thought he was going to jump this guy. I was like, a couple games ago, he was hot about something. And all you saw, he just bowed up on that. I was like, whoa. I was a big dude, man. He got mad like that.
Yep. All right. Let's pick up what we got next week. First of all, we got the Indianapolis Colts playing right now in the Broncos. Let me tell you, Russell Wilson ain't looking too good.
What, the $250-some million guy? Yeah.
That's crazy. That was just a dumb move there, but they're not looking that good. It's 3-0 right now. Who do you got in this game? Colts. I picked the Colts.
I might as well go with the what's his name? He's going to pull it out.
Ryan?
The little guy.
Russell Wilson? Russell Wilson. Man. All right. Giants, Packers.
Come on, you're not going to pick the Giants. I like you, man. You're a home. You know, you go against the guys, man.
I never gone against the Giants unless it's like definitely. I picked the Giants before we even had this conversation.
Yeah, okay. So, Leonard Williams is playing this week, too.
Oh, awesome. Lions, Pats.
let's see, line of Pats. That'll be another game in the 40s because the Lions are lighting it up on the scoreboard. They just can't stop anybody. They've been scoring the 40s and it's still losing.
Yeah, I think, what's his name? Mac Jones is out.
Yeah, he's not playing. Yeah, they're going to have the rookie, Zappy or whatever his name. Yeah, Bradley Zappy or whatever the kid's name is. Yeah, rookie. He wasn't that bad, though.
Who are you picking?
Lions.
All right, Lions. I'm going to pick the Patriots. I think Belichick has to win. If not, he's going to be...
They got a rookie quarterback, man.
Yeah, but I'm going to go with the coach on this one.
Where are they playing?
They're playing at New England.
Detroit, but go ahead.
All right, you pick Detroit. Chargers, Browns.
Chargers.
Yeah, Chargers too. Texans, Jaguars.
Oof. Jaguars.
I'm going with Jaguars. Bucks, Falcons.
I'm going back. I'm going to Texans. My guy, Lovie Smith. Texans.
All right. Good luck. Buccaneers, Falcons.
What are they playing?
At Tampa.
Falcons.
You got – why? Then why you ask where they're playing? I'm picking Bucks. Brady's going to come back with a vengeance. He's gonna put his divorce on hold.
He might quit on a middle season.
Nah, that would be sad. That would mess him up. Bills, Steelers.
Kenny Pickett is playing. He's the starter now. I'm gonna go with the young kid, Pickett.
Nah, all day Bills. Jets, Dolphins.
I'm going with the Jets.
I'm going to go with Dolphins. Bears, Vikings. That should be easy.
Yeah, that's the Vikings.
The Washington and Titans. That should be easy.
Titans.
Yeah. Seahawks and Saints. That's interesting.
Saints.
I'm going to go with Seahawks. 49ers, Panthers.
49ers.
I'm going with 49ers. Eagles, Cardinals.
Come on, man. I'm going with the fly, Eagles, fly. I'm going with the Eagles, man. Come on.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Eagles, too. I'm not a Sean Murray fan. Cowboys, Rams.
Where are they playing?
Rams at LA, in LA.
Whew. Cowboys.
Why do you ask? The only reason people usually ask where they playing is that helps on the determination of selecting the team. And so far, you asked me three times, and three times when it's the home team, you pick the other team. I'm going with the Rams.
I'm going with the Cowboys. How about them boys?
Yeah, they're gonna go down. Oh, Bengals and Ravens.
You don't get ready to ask again. What are you playing?
I ain't gonna tell you.
You ain't gonna tell me?
No.
Why not?
Because I want you to pick it first, and I was like,
Ravens.
They're playing at Baltimore. That's a tough one.
Because, Justin Riley, guys.
Who?
Justin's guys.
Yeah, I also like Lamar Jackson, he's playing lights out. So let's go to Ravens. Raiders, Chiefs. Yeah, Raiders, Chiefs. That's easy.
Yeah, Chiefs.
Chiefs. All right. Well, that's what we got it. We're wrapping it up for the week. So I'm excited. You know, it's nice to be 3-1. Let's just hope we can keep a couple more strings going on and make it somewhere. But I think they're doing a good job with the culture. They're doing a good job with the pieces that they're at the Giants. I'm pretty happy with that. So far smooth sailing with some of the things in the NFL other than the Tua piece. So thank God nothing else is taking place there. And we'll see what happens.
Yep.
What else you got coming up? Hey, what do you think about Alabama With Turner going up, you know, look at Clemson's coming back, man. Clemson's playing some good football.
They play a soft schedule, man. Soft.
Hey, they still won a couple championships. They dropped Georgia. I don't know why they dropped Georgia so low.
You know why? Come on, Alabama. You know they plugged in the second string quarterback, that kid, and next you know it's like, man, it looked like Jalen Hurts running down the field. Like get this kid run. You know, all of a sudden now, what do they do? They've been doing what they used to do. Play great defense and run the ball. That's exactly what they're going to do. And they're playing Texas A&M this weekend.
I hate Jimbo Fisher. By the way, Jimbo Fisher, they've been announcing he's the almost overpaid coach right now.
Yeah, and if he loses to Alabama and keeps losing the way he is, he might be jobless messing around with them Aggie alumni out there, the ones
that I hope he's jobless. He ruined Florida State. And really? Florida State Florida State was 14 and or at least cracked to 25 and then loses to a team that's like 20 something. Man, it just drove me nuts. Drove me freaking crazy. I need them to come back. All right. Well, we're gonna wrap this up here, Byron. This is a quick week. You know, we had a long one last week, but at least the season's going pretty good. You know, it's just kind of weird, though. There's nobody really standing out except for maybe the Philadelphia Eagles. But normally it's some just teams that are on fire at this time, and right now it's so unpredictable. So we'll see what happens as the season progresses. But I'm pretty excited. I kind of enjoy my football. I sent you a screenshot of my new TV, right?
No.
I guess I should show you a screenshot.
Ugh.
Yeah, bro. I got my Atlantic things. Oh, man, I'm a happy camper, baby. All right, hold on a second. All righty, so don't forget, we're always looking out for our nation's defenders and our first responders. A lot of things that are going on today. GarySinisFoundation.org. Gary Sinise, S-I-N-I-S-E, Foundation.org. Freedom and security are precious gifts that we as Americans should never take for granted. We must do all we can to extend our hand in times of need to those who willingly sacrifice each day to provide that freedom and security. While we can never do enough to show gratitude to our nation's defenders, we can always do a little more. Gary Sinise. Please remember to follow us on Twitter at TheSportsCast1. Visit us on our website at TheSportsCast1. Join us. When is our show, Byron?
Thursday, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Every Thursday, 8 o'clock. You don't have to be on Facebook. You can listen to us on YouTube. You can listen to us on Spotify, on Stitcher. It's going. You can go back and listen to some of the other shows. And don't forget it. So, look, Brian, I just want to say, I got my Giants hat. So, this is what happened. So, you know, my company is Valuable Asset, right? Or Valuable Assets. And Victor Rocha. You see, my in-laws ate this hat. So I had to get this hat, right? So I got my Giants hat. And then I said, ooh, look at this. Tell me this ain't a beautiful hat, bro. Look at this hat. Look at this. So financial education at its best. Ain't that beautiful? What do you think, Byron?
That looks like a Patriots hat or something.
Yeah, he has a Patriots hat. It's a giant. Look at the thing. Yeah,
the Patriots are
Giants hat. Look at that, man.
Patriots that color, Tom.
You're crazy. Patriots ain't that color. I'm not a Patriot fan. All right. So anyhow, well, Byron, always as usual, thank you. I'm sure next week we'll get some guests on our show. Oh, hold on a second. Let me just promote Kevin Crudup. A friend of our Kevin Crudup is he sent me way too much stuff, dog. I asked him if he wants to come on. He's got all right. Hey, Junior Knicks family, Knicks season launch. It's the first time, it's that time of the year again. Are you excited for this year's season? Come celebrate the start of the new year, New York Knicks basketball with us at Rucker Park. That's in New York, Rucker Park. This Saturday, October 8th. So this Saturday, October 8th, they're having a function there. This is a free event that will give you a whole day of fun, including giveaways, food, interactive experiences. You should go there, Byron.
You know how far it is from where? Too far.
And much more. You'll also be able to catch some Knicks legends. You get to see some of the Knicks. So go right there, Rutgers Park, this Saturday, this Saturday at Rutgers Park. I don't know if I saw it since all the time. And he gave me a bunch of stuff that you can promote, and I can come on your show and introduce our program on Monday. We have a couple of things. Well, I mean, he didn't come on the show, so I got to send him some other stuff. But anyhow, Rutgers Park, our friend Kevin Kruda runs the Boys and Girls Club of America in Union County, I believe. Go and share. Go enjoy the Knicks. And I think it'll be a good time. So except for probably a little cold. But outside of that, Byron, you have a good night. Jersey Boy Sports Talk in the house. It's always a pleasure. Peace. Love you, Byron, well, and the Jones family. And we'll talk soon, brother.